The little school, well, and the big school, they were Church of England schools. So, and because the church was so near, we used to go for special occasions to the church. At playtime, because the little school was the one with the playground, the children from the big school had to come over the road and join us in the playground. So we were sometimes segregated from the bigger ones because, you know, they might be a bit rough and us little ones might have got hurt. But it was a big playground, so there was plenty of room for us all. And our ages from the little school, we went there from 5 till 8. And then when we got to 8, we then went over to the big school from 8 till 11. I can't think if there's any more about the little school at the moment.
What sort of games did you play in the playground?
Well, we used to get the skipping ropes out. We were allowed to have balls. They were small rubber balls. Skipping balls, and I mean, we used to do hopscotch, obviously, you know, if we could find a stone or something, we'd play hopscotch. They were the main playtime games. We weren't always allowed the skipping ropes out. I mean, so sometimes we were just plain chase, catch, yeah, that sort of thing.
Some schools were surrounded by iron railings, A, to prevent accidents that
yes.
go onto the road.
Yes.
Obviously, there aren't any now because Lordship is a community hall.
That's right.
But did you...
But there was, yes. There was railings. Yeah, that's right. And there were two ways in. There was a gateway down the bottom and then double gates up the top. And something I do remember is we had to wear the girls' navy blue knickers. I think we all hated those, but that was just one of those things. And because all of us had to wear them, that didn't seem too bad. I can't remember that we had an actual uniform, but I do seem to remember that we might have worn grey cardigans or grey pinafore dresses. That rings a bell. Yeah, slightly.
What happened about PE? Did you have that in your hall or...?
Yes, that would have been in the schoolroom. Yes, the chairs would have been moved back and we would have been, yeah, doing it in there. It's only when we got to the bigger school that we perhaps played rounders and that sort of thing. But in the little school, I can't remember doing much outside. I think it's mostly indoors.
And what about the children who attended, well, both schools, little and big, were they purely Orwellians or did they come from other areas?
No, I do recall that although most of them were from Orwell, there were some came from Moulton. Now, Moulton's about 2 or 3 miles away. And the children, they either had to walk from Moulton or ride their bikes. And there was children from Wimpole as well. Wimpole and Old Wimpole. They came. I can't remember them coming from any other village. But then it would have been difficult then anyway with hardly any transport. So, yes. So most people walked to school unless they got bikes.
So when you went to the big school, you were eight and nine.
Yes, we were about 8 when we went up to the big school.
And where exactly was that, Linda?
That's where Ian Rumbold lives now. So that was just across the road. It was very, very handy, really. And that had one big classroom. And at the back, there was another smaller room. And that's where we would have our lunches. The lunches were brought out to us in metal containers. Where from, I don't know. I can't remember where they were cooked. But, yes, so they had to be brought every day, well, to both schools, in fact, in the metal containers. Now, the big school, that had a big old pot-bellied fire, like the little school. We used to have coke monitors. So the bigger boys, would go out and fill the coal scuttle up and then come and make the boiler up. I mean, I'm sure nowadays that would have been horrendous because the fires used to get so hot. But as I say, once again, the school was never cold. Now, with this school, we all sat in one room, like we did in the little school, but of course we had a curtain parting the 5 and 6 year olds from the 7 to 8 year olds. But us, from 8 to 11, we were all in the same class. Obviously, the young ones sat at the front and that worked back, so you got the older ones at the back. And I've tried to think whether we were taught differently, but I can't see that we were, really. A lot of the times, Mrs. Maddox, who was our teacher, we only had the one teacher, really, in the school, she would be writing on the blackboard, and I'm sure it must have been aimed at all of us rather than just a few of us. I can't really remember if we were segregated, because that would have been very difficult, unless she set us little ones a project and then obviously the other ones a different subject. But it just seems that we must have all been listening to her about the same subject. It was very
difficult. Had no help, no teaching assistance.
Now and again she did. A Miss Snell, she would come if there was any exams to be sat or when we were sitting, and we'd go in the back room where the dinners were served. Miss Snell would sit in there with them taking exams. And obviously if Mrs. Maddox was poorly any time, then she would step in. But she was the main teacher, very strict teacher, and a very good teacher. She didn't stand any nonsense. She liked the cane. She was very, very good with the cane, especially with the boys, because they used to play up sometimes. But the lessons in there, I can remember, obviously, the maths and the English. I used to love working out of an English workbook, but we didn't seem to do that very often. We did sewing. We used to listen to the radio and do musical movement. And at odd times in the summer, we didn't do it very often, but we used to go on a nature walk, and that was walking along Barrington Road and going into the plantation. That's what we used to call it then, along there, and gather the leaves and anything to do with the trees. So that was really nice, because we didn't mind walking along there, because it got us out of lessons, really. So that was very interesting. But as I say, we didn't do it very often.
Can you remember roughly how many might be in that class? Bearing in mind she didn't have any help.
I'd have thought there'd got to be 40, because we all used to sit in a row, and there were several rows. Yes, I would have said at least 40 in that class. But as I say, she was very strict, and she managed us all very well. We had the desks with the little inkwells, so you used to have ink monitors. These were usually the boys that would mix up the ink powder and bring that round. We didn't always write with an ink pen. I mean, a lot of the times it was just with pencil. But the pens would just be like a stick with a nib on the end. But they, they wrote very nicely, really. And we had to do writing, which made us write properly, go along the lines and doing a lot of U's in a row or whatever, yes. So that was very important. When we had our dinners, there was another lady there who always came, Mrs. Attridge. She would do the dinners and wash up all the dishes out the back. The plates were always nice and warm. So whether they were warmed up in anything, I'm not sure. But I know one day when we sat in there having our dinner, we'd got jelly for afters. And the plate must have been very warm, because my jelly started to melt, and I suddenly said in front of everybody, "Oh, my jelly's melting." And of course that made everybody laugh, so I think I got told off for that though. And in the sewing, we used to sew dishcloths and do little embroideries, and that was quite good. But While we were sitting there doing that, we used to tell each other stories. I was telling my friend a story, and we burst out laughing, so Mrs. Maddox had us up the front. I got sent up the corner. Gloria, my friend, she got the cane across her hand, so she came off worse, in fact. But anyway, it didn't do us any harm.